the heck?
Strange, spooky, and confusing tales. The podcast about stories that make us go,
what the heck?
I'm Victoria Howard.
And I'm Laura Munson. And we're back with more stories about people not respecting the dead.
Again.
We realized there's a lot of stories about people not respecting the dead.
But yeah, it's a very common theme in life.
Yeah.
Do you know Caitlin Dowdy?
I do not.
On YouTube. Ask a Mortician.
Ask a Mortician. I do know about her.
Yes. Listen to her, everyone, and respect the dead.
Yes, because I think she had a video that I forgot to watch about the story I'm going
to
tell.
Yeah, she definitely did.
Yes, but we'll get to my story in a minute, so.
You seem really excited. Just get right in. Do you want to just...
I mean, I could just get right in.
Do you have enough content?
I do have quite a bit of content. Hold on. So, I can go ahead and just say, we realized that we both prepared stories about people just not respecting the dead. Mm. And people doing weird shit with corpses.
Yeah. So. I've been trying to episode record. Nope. It's not my episode anymore, so I don't have to talk like a normal person. We're trying to record episodes in advance. So that what happened the week before last in your timeline doesn't happen again. So we're recording things, you know, on the same day. So yes. Laura didn't know that the story that I had
about the penis in the brain
was about, like, disrespecting dead people. So now Laura has this story, which I think I know what it is.
But it's interesting because I feel like we have strange tales, we have spooky and confusing tales, and now we have corpse tales! Tales of people being freaking nasty with dead tissues and whatnot.
People don't do that.
But basically, today I am going to be telling a story about what I consider to be the original Florida man.
Oh my god.
And his name was Carl Tansler.
Ah, Carl.
And he was a man who was obsessed with a young woman named Maria Elena Milagro de Hoyos, otherwise known as Elena. Basically, I'm just going to get right into it.
Okay.
Carl Tansler was a German radiologist, and he left his wife and children to move to Key West, Florida in 1926.
Mm.
And he was weird.
So people have been leaving their wives and children to move to Key West since the 20s. That's good to know.
Oh. Whoops.
Oof.
Oof.
Oof. So,
I feel like when people talk about the story, there's a lot of people have this idea that he was pretty normal, but actually he was just weird. He had these stories that he would tell people. He said that he was a count. Specifically, he said that he was Count Carl von Kossel. He was actually descended from Countess Anna Constantia von Kossel of, I believe, Germany. And he actually had visions of this ancestor when he was a child. And he said that Countess von Kossel would come to him and tell him that one day he would meet his true love, a young, dark-haired woman, and showed him this young, dark-haired woman, who he claimed to have visions of as well throughout his life. So
there were warning signs.
There were warning signs. So he gets a job as a radiologist in a hospital in Key West, Florida, in the late 1920s, and in April of 1930, he was about 53, and he met a 21-year-old tuberculosis patient,
okay,
Elena de Hoyos. And he looked at her and said, oh my god, this is my true love.
Ew, I hate him. I hate him so much for so many reasons.
Honestly, it's so creepy. Because, again, he was 53, this young woman was 21. And she was looking to him for help.
She was a patient of his.
He was doing chest x-rays on her because she had tuberculosis, which, because this was the 1930s, it was basically a death sentence at the time. If you had tuberculosis, you were basically fucked.
Mm-hmm.
But he decides that she is his true love, and he is going to heal her by himself.
Oh.
So, quick side note. I feel like a lot of people don't... They tell the story, and they don't really get into who Elena was as a person. And Unfortunately, that's because there isn't a lot of information on her as a person on the internet. But I did find some, and she really lived kind of a tragic life, in addition to what eventually happened to her. But she was a young Cuban American woman who was the daughter of a local cigar maker. She actually was married in 1926 at the age of 17, but her husband left her shortly after she suffered a miscarriage. But she continued living with her family and her sisters, and she was considered a local beauty. And she was actually, when she met Tansler, she was still legally married to her husband from 1926. Also, I found out later that I believe most of her family also succumbed to tuberculosis over time. So
that's so sad.
She did. She lived a very tragic life. And I think it's important to think about her as a person and the fact that she didn't ask for any of this. She was just trying to live her life. She was a young woman from an immigrant family just trying to make her way in Key West in the 1920s. So Tansler decided to try and heal De Hoyos, going as far as to come to her house. Her family let him come to the house under the guise of healing her. He would steal stuff from the hospital to try and heal her with various tinctures and shit. Stuff that didn't work.
1920s medicine.
Even at the time, they knew some of this shit didn't work, but he was doing his best. And he also showered attention on her as she grew sicker. Now, allegedly, it's not known for sure, but at some point, he professed his love for her, and there is absolutely zero evidence to suggest that she loved him back. And there's really no evidence on the internet of what she said in response to him saying, "Hey, I'm in love with you," while she's laying there coughing up blood.
Oh my god.
I would like to imagine she said, "Are you fucking kidding me right now?"
Yeah.
My day was already pretty bad, and then you pulled this shit. But basically, poor Elena. She was having a really rough time. So unfortunately, she did succumb to her illness and died in October of 1931. So Tansler decided to pay for her funeral out of pocket, which her family just saw as a very kind gesture.
Oh.
And had her interned in a stone mausoleum, a building to which only he had a key.
Why?
Because he was gross. And at some point, also managed to get a bag of her hair. I don't know how he got that. One of the videos I saw on this claimed that he just asked her family nicely, but I couldn't find anything to corroborate that, so maybe he stole it. But basically,
so he got the hair.
He just got a bag of hair.
After she was, like, in the...
After she was dead. I think... I'm not sure. So he visited her mausoleum every night for 2 years, up until 1933. And then just stopped visiting it.
I wonder why.
And everybody around town said, that's curious. Maybe he got a girlfriend. I fucking hope he got a girlfriend. Because this guy's weird and he's just been going to this mausoleum every night. The bad news is that is not the case. This is directly from one of the articles that I used. Tansler loaded up her decaying corpse into a toy wagon and moved it to a makeshift lab in the shape of an airplane, where he mummified her body. Yeah, I found the picture of this building, and it's shaped like an airplane, which is really fucking weird. Nobody wanted to explain that. Nobody on the internet wanted to explain that.
Okay.
Like, he just had this lab. He had access to this lab shaped like an airplane.
Okay.
Took this poor 2 years dead girl in a toy wagon.
Oh my god.
A red toy wagon.
Oh no.
Probably with like a tarp over it. And just dragged her over here and decided to mummify her. He believed that her spirit instructed him to do this stuff and instructed him to take her from the mausoleum. He used plaster of Paris, wires, mortician's wax, and glass eyes, and also used some of the hair that he had to fashion a wig for her. And then it says it was then that he felt she was ready to move in with him. So... He took, it's really, really upsetting, and it honestly gets worse. He took this poor girl's dead body that he has fixed up with wax and stuff to his apartment and kept it there for 7 years in sort of a...
7 years?
7 years. He kind of had a spousal relationship with it. He would buy gifts for the corpse and give it attention much like a wife. And her body was decaying.
Yeah.
In the 7 years. So he just kept repairing it with rags and coat hangers and disinfectants and perfumes to deal with the smell. So he was basically just bleaching her once in a while.
Oh my god. And
oh my god. Yeah, so he's just got this shit going on. So, you know, people in Key West started to talk. Mm. They're like, it's kind of weird that we keep seeing him buying gifts for this mystery lady that nobody has seen. And apparently a neighborhood boy observed him through the window dancing with what looked to be a life-size doll.
Oh no.
And that's when people start saying,
he didn't.
There's no way.
Oh no.
They're all saying, there's no way.
God, can you imagine being in that town?
Yeah, I imagine there's probably a group of friends going, and somebody goes, so what if, and someone else is like, no, there's no way. No, and someone else goes, I mean,
oh my god,
he's weird enough. So yeah,
so at this point, are any of her family members alive? Do you know?
Yes, I'm about to get to that.
Oh, okay.
So,
oh no.
October 1940, De Hoyos's sister Florinda, she's just living her life, and she starts hearing rumors that this fucking weirdo has her sister's corpse in his home, and she did not like this at all. And eventually, she decides, you know what? I'm tired of hearing all these rumors. I'm going to his house. I'm going to investigate. She goes to his house and finds her sister's corpse.
No. Oh, my God.
And Florinda's day was ruined.
Oh.
So, there are a lot of pictures in this article.
What article are you looking at?
Yeah, I forgot to mention before, but this is an article on historydaily.com. Entitled, Carl Tansler's Obsession with Elena de Hoyos Went Way Too Far Beyond Death. So, first off, I'm going to show Victoria a picture of, this is Elena.
Oh, I've seen it before, but oh.
In her life, actually.
Oh, she's so beautiful.
She was very beautiful. And very, very young. It's really, really tragic story.
She was our age.
Yeah, she was only 21 or 22 when she died. And this is what Florinda walked in on. It's just, this guy had just made
she
her sister.
She looks like paper mache.
She really does. It's really disturbing. He basically made this poor young woman into a sex doll.
Yeah.
And that's.
I've definitely seen, like.
And yeah. People really talk about how outrageous this story is, and it's just this creepy story, but the fact is that this poor young woman's body was very, very disrespected. Including, and, here's a little gross-out warning. So if, you know, prepare yourself if you are not aware of this, but it says in this article, Tansler had not just rebuilt Hoyos' body until she was more doll than woman. He had also inserted a tube inside her body, apparently to facilitate sexual intercourse.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So.
Oh my god.
He was having sex with this dead body. So yeah, I'm serious when I say that he turned a human woman who had a life and desires and into a sex doll.
That's so horrifying.
It's horrible.
I feel like
it's so upsetting too.
I know this story and I've heard it before, but like every time I hear it, it's just so horrifying. And like I didn't know that he had done that.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of debate as to whether he did that because they didn't initially. It was discovered back then, but they didn't talk about it because I guess they just didn't want to. And the evidence that he had been philandering with her corpse did not surface until the 1970s. So a lot of people did not take it seriously because it didn't come out until then.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a tube in there.
So her body was found in his home in like 1930-something?
Yes, it was 1940.
Oh my gosh.
1940, so she had been dead for around 9 years, I believe. And keep in mind, before he mummified her, she had been dead for about 2 years.
Yeah, so she was decayed.
Yeah. And that's something that was pointed out in one of the other, I forgot to say my sources before this, but one of the other videos I watched on this was Salmonella Academy, which is a comedy history series. Mm-hmm. And the video was called Dead Body Hijinks, Part 2, because there was Part 1 as well. And he really pointed out she had been laying there for 2 hot and humid Florida years.
Oh, God.
And then, after she was mummified, she was laying there for 7 hot and humid Florida years. Imagine the flies.
Oh, my God. How did his neighbors, like, not smell?
I don't know, but everybody kind of suspected something, but I feel like, you know, last episode when we were talking about Rasputin's penis, and I said that if I was Rasputin's daughter and I heard about this, I would say, don't want to be involved. I think that's what most people did in this situation. They all just said, this is too disturbing. I don't even want to think about the fact that these rumors could be true. I'm just going to let him drag his blow-up doll that he bought in 1930-something around his apartment and not mess with that. Until her poor sister Florinda said, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna find out what's going on.
God.
So, poor Florinda. I think she also died of tuberculosis later on.
Oh my God.
So.
They get no breaks.
Really, this poor family. The DeAlois family really had a terrible time. Mm-hmm. I cannot stress that enough. They had a really tragic time. Mm-hmm. So, after the cops showed up, Tansler was charged with wantonly and maliciously destroying a grave and removing a body without authorization. However, for some reason, there was a statute of limitations on that.
What the fuck?
And the charges did not stick, so he went free. However, when he took the stand in his trial, it turned out that he was even more wacko than everybody thought. This was one part that I was not aware of.
Okay.
It says he claimed that he planned to bring Hoyos back to life through intergalactic means. He explained that he wanted to take Hoyos, quote, high into the stratosphere so that radiation from outer space could penetrate Elena's tissues and restore life to her somnolent form. So basically, this man, let's just recap real quick everything that this man believed. He believed that he went into her mausoleum and her spirit said, I want you to take me and mummify me and use me as your bitch.
First, he believed that his dead ancestor, Countess What's-Her-Face,
Countess von Kossel, was talking to him and told
him premonitions
about this girl. And then,
he
thought that
he was... Ruined patient doctor... protocol on all levels.
He said, ethics, who is she? And then he said, I'm going to take her into space and bring her back to life.
He's crazy.
Yeah, it's really... And, like, this stuff, some of it's kind of laughable if you think about it because it's just so wacko, but...
Yeah, but it's horrifying.
It's horrifying because this brought a lot of trauma to a real family of people.
Yeah.
So, just when you think it can't get worse, oh wait, there's more.
Okay.
Some of the locals actually thought the situation was romantic. Because we look back on this and we think, oh my God, this is the most disturbing thing. But they kind of, a lot of women in the area actually saw him as the hopeless romantic that he saw himself to be. They saw this man who was so in love with this young woman that he just couldn't let go of her after her death. Which is...
That's not it.
That's not it. I think that really is a testament to how media has changed. Because they saw the news articles and said, wow, this is romantic. And now we know that this poor young woman was laying in bed coughing up blood. And this creepy-ass, crusty, dusty dinosaur of a man said, I'm in love with you. And she said, whoop. And then she died. And then he stole her body and turned it into a wax doll. And it didn't even look good.
No,
it looked scary.
Yeah.
It looked really scary, and he just danced with it, and it was creepy as hell.
The gifts, too, like, he definitely thought that she was, like, her spirit was still...
He really acted like she was there with him, which is very strange, and, you know, I want to tell the story in a way that, you know, we have kind of sympathy for Elena, but also, I feel like... Tansler also definitely had some mental health issues that were not treated back then.
Because, 100%.
You know, it's very much also, the story is also very much a testament to the fact that mental health was not what it is today back then. Mm-hmm. And he probably was a man who really needed some help.
Yeah. The first thing I thought when you were talking about him as a kid, seeing his... ancestor. I was thinking, is it schizophrenia?
I believe.
I guess that's very young for that to show, but like, it's insane to think.
Oh, and then it gets even worse. but wait, there's more. So you would think that after all this body has been through, they would just put it to rest, but there was so much local curiosity that a funeral home actually put her body on display in a glass display case. What? So curious people could come and see it, which there's a lot of really horrible atrocities in this story, but I feel like that's one of the worst.
Yeah, because that's just everyone being like...
Because that's people who are in their right minds, and they took advantage of this, and they said, yeah, we want to go see it. Because, you know, there wasn't TV back then. So they said, let's go look at this really disturbing body that's been mummified and turned into basically a wax doll. So it was put on display. I couldn't find how long, but after public interest in the case died down, they finally took her off display and buried her in an unmarked grave to protect her from further fuckery from Tansler and also bring her family some peace, because...
Oh, yeah, because while she was...
While all this is happening, her family members are still alive, and they're still witnessing this. And Tansler
is just chilling.
Tansler's just chilling. He is completely free, and he actually had the gall to ask if he could have her body back at the end of the trial.
No.
So, yeah, he had the audacity to say, hey, can I have her back? And everybody said, bitch, ew.
No. No, sir.
So, it is widely believed that after he lost his corpse bride, he built a life-size doll of her that he crafted from her death mask. And the article that I read said, tragically, this was not illegal.
Her death mask?
Yes. What's that? Basically, when they take a cast of someone's face, that was very common back then when they were. Okay. Was. So, somehow he got a hold of the cast of her face and made a life-size doll of her and lived with it until 1952 when he died.
I don't want to say that's what he should have originally done.
Yeah.
But it's definitely what he should have originally done.
It's like, if he had to do something, I feel like that's what he should have done. Instead of taking her corpse.
It's horrifying that he ended up doing it as like a...
And remember when he left...
Replacement?
Yeah. Remember when he left his wife and kids?
Oh, shit, yeah.
So they've just been chilling this whole time.
Uh-huh.
And he eventually reconnected with his wife, Doris, and she financially supported him until his death.
So, Doris, no. You deserve so much better.
Doris deserves better. But, you know, it's the 1930s. She probably can't really divorce him. So.
Oh, wait. Yeah, because he wasn't... I forgot about that.
Yeah.
This whole time he was,
this
like,
whole time he's married. Been married to Doris. This whole time.
Oh, my God.
So, people who deserve better. Doris, Elena, the entire De Hoyos family... And, like, maybe Tansler, because he really needed help. But, like, also, he really hurt a lot of people in this situation. And he...
In the end, you should know not to do that.
He did necrophilia.
You should know not. That's bad.
You should know that that's bad. So, basically, what I get from this story is that this man spent his entire life surrounded by people who went, that's just crazy Carl. Don't mind him. You know, he's harmless. He's fine. He's just crazy a little bit, but we're not really going to worry about him or give him any help, because most of what he did in his life was wacko, but not anywhere near grave robbing. And...
Also, he was a doctor.
Yeah, he was a radiologist.
What the fuck?
What the heck?
What the heck? Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. Oh my God.
So that is the story of Carl Tansler and Elena de Hoyos. And... One of the nastiest things to ever happen in Key West, Florida.
Wow.
Basically, if somebody's acting a fool, take it seriously.
Yeah. See if they need help.
See if they need help. Check on your friends.
Yeah.
I don't know if this guy had many friends. But
respect the dead.
And respect the dead.
Oh.
You know, this is one of those stories that most people think of it as very much a... scandalous horror story, and I think of it as a very sad story, because this poor girl really had so much hope and so much life in her, and she really met a tragic end and has kind of just been defined by this.
Yeah,
that's kind of how she's remembered, as this girl who was turned into like a corpse bride, and she was so much more than that. You know, she was her own person. She apparently was very close to her family. And she was very beautiful, and everybody valued that overall back in the 1930s, but...
mm-hmm.
So, that is The story of the original Florida man. Nasty. The
original Florida man.
Nasty as hell.
Nasty.
Nasty.
Yep. Dang.
God diggity dang.
Yeah, like I said, like, I've heard that story before, and I don't know, it's...
It gets worse every time.
Yeah, because I feel like every time I hear it, there's another detail. And that's why we go, what the heck? That was beautiful.
That was beautiful. That was very wonderful. Crisp, but it also sounded kind of sad, because we're still reeling from this fucking story. I think that was our first, like, really upsetting one.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, DL Love was pretty sad.
Yeah.
But this one, it's like, ugh, it's visceral.
It's just, it's a little sad because, like, it's something that could still happen. Yeah. Because, like, if you think about it, we don't have mental health resources the way we should.
Yeah.
You know, if, you know, people are still minding their own business and not wanting to think about what people might be doing behind closed doors and not wanting to get involved.
Because it's very easy to just say, that's not my problem.
Mm-hmm.
People can change a life if they just say, hey, you doing okay, buddy? You thinking about grave robbing today? You want to not do that?
Ask the random people on your street.
Well, actually, don't ask the random people on your street, maybe. Ask the people that you know. Check on them. Check on your friends. Because shit's wild out here. Mm-hmm. So, is it time for Heck Yeah?
I do believe, and I believe it's your turn first. Okay. Especially because I forgot that we had a second episode, so I forgot to come with a second Heck Yeah.
Hey, same here, but I just pulled something out of the back of my skull. So, last night, me and my new roommate, Ethan, watched... We've been watching really bad movies for the past couple days. We've been going on Netflix and just finding stupid movies, and we found one last night that was... like, number 5 in the world on Netflix, and it was called Work It, and it had Liza Koshy, the girl from Vine.
Oh, I've seen...
That was so bad. It was so hilariously bad that we just spent the entire time laughing our asses off, and it was very nice spending time with my roommate, but after the movie, like, we were standing in the kitchen, and he goes, I've never had a movie physically hurt me.
Mm.
So, that was fun. If you want to see a really hilariously bad ripoff of Pitch Perfect, Dirty Dancing, Step Up, and every Disney Channel original movie ever, complete with plenty of sweater vests, and there's a dance battle at one point.
Ooh.
Go watch that train wreck. Have a drink nearby. But that's kind of a what the heck as well as a heck yeah, because that was really fun, but also, what was that? Yeah, it's been fun. We're having fun over there in my little nook. I love my roomies. And my across-the-street roomies.
Aw. My heck yeah, I have decided, is in quite the same vein as yours. A couple weeks ago I said that Caitlin was coming to move in. And now all the roommates are there. And it's Caitlin, Lily, and Anna, and I, and Kai. And then eventually Poe, which is Caitlin's boyfriend's cat.
Oh, Poe's going to live with y'all?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Oh, I love Poe. I've never met him. He's a beautiful...
Right? He's a black cat. He's precious. I'm excited to meet him. But, yeah, it's... Everyone's there. I was telling everyone, like, over summer, like, these are three of the funniest people I know, not including Laura.
Oh.
And
I wish I could go over there and be funny with y'all.
One day. Please. Maybe.
Whenever it's safe to do so.
Yes. I'm just so excited. It's already been so much fun. We're just kind of hanging out, chilling. We're starting to watch Euphoria.
Good.
As a little fam. It's nice to be around people again and to be around people that get me.
Yeah.
Because for a while there I was not, but it's okay again.
Yeah. I feel like all this, the silver lining of all this, is kind of making us really appreciate the people that we live with. It's been lit.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for listening to What the heck? Strange, Spooky, and Confusing Tales. Mm-hmm. If you like what you heard, make sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, at WhatTheHeckCast, as in podcast. Listen to our new episodes every Wednesday. Tell all your friends about our show, and rate and subscribe to us. You can find us on Spotify, Pocket Casts, Breaker, Radio Public, Overcast, Google Podcast, and Apple Podcasts. So, anywhere you want to listen to podcasts, pretty much.
We will find you. And if there's any other platforms that you would like us to come to, just shoot us a DM and we can do it. It's very easy.
It's wonderful. And, you know, if you ever have a what the heck story that you would like us to talk about, shoot us a DM.
Yes. We are always taking suggestions and also just messages of love and affection or pictures of your pets.
Send us pictures of your pets, please. Please
just tweet us a picture of your pet.
I would really appreciate that.
That'd be really nice. So, as always, take care of yourselves, darlings.
Check in on others around you.
And be kind
to yourselves and others.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.